We've asked some of our contributors for holiday gift suggestions. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg has some books to recommend.
Just about any bookstore I go to, they've got the language section wedged in at the back of the store with the other books that inhabit the literary territory that the Times Book Review describes as advice, how-to, and miscellaneous. I always have the sense they put the language books there just to keep the word geeks from disturbing the other customers. Most of the books don't deserve a better fate than that, but every year there are a couple of them that you want to pull out and stick on the racks at the front of the store. The hands-down winner for the coffee table language book of the year is the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language, a big, colorful book by the English linguist and polymath David Crystal. It's not designed for easy reference, but if you leave it in a convenient place and leaf through it from time to time, you'll find the damnedest things here. The origins of the comma, pictures of the six known signatures of Shakespeare, a method for estimating the size of your vocabulary, or the nine different intonations you can use in saying yes. And there are lists of just about anything that could be listed. The differences between British and American English, 40 synonyms for thingamabob, the 106 two-letter words recognized for use in Scrabble. It's all a bit chaotic, but then so is the subject matter. If you're looking for a book you could actually sit down and read through, you could do a lot worse than Steven Pinker's The Language Instinct, which has just come out in paper after spending a couple of months last year on the bestseller list. Pinker's the closest thing that linguistics has to a Stephen Jay Gould or a Stephen Hawking, a noted scholar with a gift for lively prose. What he gives us here is a version of the controversial thesis originally developed by Noam Chomsky, that there's a universal genetic program that shapes not just human language, but also a lot of the features of human culture. But Pinker covers a lot of fascinating territory along the way, from the linguistic significance of tongue twisters to the place of Homo sapiens in the biological order. If you have a serious interest in understanding language, The Language Instinct is one-stop shopping. Of course, most people who say they're interested in language are really interested just in words, particularly when they come with curious stories attached to them. And every year, the publishers oblige them with 10 or 20 new books that bill themselves as treasure troves of word lore, or rambling excursions down the highways and byways of our speech. Most of these are pretty slight affairs, but this year there's an exception in Bill Bryson's book, Made in America. Made in America is something much more ambitious than the average word book. It's a social history of the nation from the point of view of the language, which takes us from pilgrim to PC in both senses of the term. There's a chapter on words for food, for example, that's a miniature history of eating in America. Bryson's discussion of the history of the word chocolate takes us from its first borrowing from the Nahuatl language of the Aztecs to a biographical digression on candy magnate Milton Hershey. Made in America is a word book for people who really don't like word books, precisely because Bryson keeps reminding you that the history of words is always part of a larger story. You wish more language writers could learn that lesson, then maybe their books would be allowed out of that purgatory at the back of the store.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.